BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Trump administration has announced that it is revoking temporary legal status for around 500,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans and Venezuelans, effective from late next month. It comes after a judge at the centre of a deportation row with President Trump imposed a restraining order in the White House. Marilyn Thomas reports from Washington.
President Trump's latest move to crack down on immigration has set its sights on immigrants who entered the US through a parole program under the Biden administration. The process, which allowed entry to Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, was intended to reduce illegal immigration by providing legal pathways for migration. According to a Federal Register notice, the administration has urged affected immigrants to leave by themselves in the next 30 days or face arrest and deportation. It's unclear how many of those who entered the US on this immigration program have another form of status or protection which could allow them to stay in the country legally.
Europe's busiest airport has resumed some flights after electricity at London Heathrow was restored. The airport was shut for most of Friday, causing global travel disruption, impacting more than 1,000 flights and around 200,000 passengers. Heathrow's chief executive has apologised for the blackout that closed the airport, but says he expects it to be back in full operation on Saturday. The Transport Secretary, Heidi Alexander, said contingency protocols were followed.
This has been an absolutely unprecedented situation, which is outside of Heathrow's control. They have stood up their resilience plans very swiftly and have been working in close collaboration with the emergency responders and the airline operators. They do have backup energy generation systems. None of that failed on this occasion.
Riot police have clashed with crowds protesting against the detention of the popular mayor of Istanbul. Violence has erupted in the city itself and in Izmir, Turkey's third largest. Protesters have called the arrest of Ekrem İmamoğlu politically motivated. He's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's main rival. Mr. Erdogan has denounced the demonstrations. At a news conference in Washington, spokesperson for the US State Department, Tammy Bruce, said citizens' rights in Turkey must be protected.
It's important that Turkey protect the freedoms and human rights of all of its citizens, consistent with the country's constitution and in line with our shared values and democratic traditions.
The Israeli military says it's carried out airstrikes in two bases in Syria. The strikes and a military airport in the central city of Palmyra and a nearby airbase were conducted by the intel unit of Israel's Air Force, which had been monitoring weapons and other strategic capabilities. BBC News. Peru's Congress has voted to dismiss the Interior Minister over what it described as his failure to tackle a surge in violent crime. The dismissal of Juan José Santibáñez comes hours before a planned protest in the capital Lima to demand more action from government against racketeering and violence. On Monday, Peru's government introduced a month-long state of emergency in Lima and the nearby Callao region. Sudan's army chief has said there will be no talks with the paramilitary rapid support forces until they retreat and lay down their arms. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan was speaking at the funerals of two soldiers, killed shortly after his forces had captured the presidential palace in Khartoum. 2 years of fighting between the army and the RSF has created what the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis. President Trump has awarded the contract to build a next-generation fighter jet to the Boeing Corporation. He said experimental versions of the plane, named the F-47, had been flying secretly for 5 years. Mr. Trump said it was equipped with advanced stealth technology, as well as the ability to cooperate with swarms of drones. He made the announcement during a news conference in the Oval Office.
I'm thrilled to announce that at my direction, the United States Air Force is moving forward with the world's first sixth-generation fighter jet. Nothing in the world comes even close to it. It'll be known as the F-47. The generals picked a title. It's a beautiful number, F-47.
The U.S. Agriculture Secretary has confirmed that Washington is importing eggs from Turkey and South Korea and is seeking other suppliers to ease prices for the American consumer. An outbreak of avian flu has forced farmers to cull tens of millions of chickens, leading to a sharp rise in prices. BBC News.